BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Anointing of David.
Samuel couldn't stop thinking about how God rejected Saul as king over Israel. The Lord said to Samuel, "Stop brooding about Saul. Take some anointing oil and go to the home of Jesse at Bethlehem. I've selected one of his sons to become king." Samuel said, "Lord, King Saul will kill me if he finds out." The Lord said, "Take a calf to Bethlehem and say you're going to sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse and his sons to join you. I'll show you which one to anoint." So Samuel went to Bethlehem. The city leaders were afraid when they saw him. They met with him and said, Are you coming in peace?" The prophet said, "Yes, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Go get Jesse and his sons and tell them to join me." When they came, Samuel was immediately impressed with Jesse's oldest son. "Ah," he thought, "this is the one the Lord will choose." God said, "Samuel, don't look at outward appearance. It doesn't matter how tall a man is or how strong. I see things you can't see. He's not the one." Jesse then introduced his second son to Samuel. Again, he wasn't the Lord's choice. Jesse introduced seven of his sons to the prophet. As he met each of them, the Lord said, "He's not the one." Finally, Samuel said to Jesse, "Don't you have any other children?" "Oh, well, yes, I do have one more, my youngest. He's out watching sheep." "Send for him. I'll not eat with you until I see him." As soon as David walked into the room, Samuel could see that he was a striking young man, healthy and handsome. The Lord said, "This is the one. Get up and anoint him." So Samuel anointed him with oil. After that, the Spirit of God departed from King Saul and came upon David in a mighty way. From that day on, King Saul was tormented with depression. His servants had an idea. They said, "Allow us to bring a man skilled at playing the harp. Then his music will cheer you when you become depressed." When Saul agreed, one of the servants said, "I've heard of a young man who is very skilled at the harp. He is the son of Jesse from Bethlehem. In addition to being good at the harp, he's a good fighter and has the ability to talk in front of people. He's also a man who walks with God." So Saul sent a message to Jesse saying, "Send me David, your son, the one who takes care of sheep." So Jesse sent David to Saul as well as gifts for the king. Saul was immediately impressed with him. David was made Saul's armor bearer, but he also played the harp every time the king went into deep depression. The sound of his harp soothed the king's spirit and brought him peace.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.